This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, so respectful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. And so the title is So Respectful, and the particular respect I'm going to focus on is this of respect for the parents, and then in particular also respect towards the mother, for example. And I'm just referring to the comments about the life of the famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense. It was called Paviza Khoshru, and he was a general in the telecommunications unit, and he's very famous and much loved by everyone. And so what was reported about him is that after the death of his father, Khoshru, more than usual, because he was already extremely respectful and always full of care and consideration for his mother. But after his father passed away, this increased even more. He was always thinking about his mother and looking out for her. For example, and his general behavior was that, for example, when he was fasting, he would gift the reward, the thawab for the fast, for the well-being of his mother. And when he was praying night prayer, he would gift those night prayers to his father. And, for example, even when he was speaking with his mother, he was super careful with his words, because he was always just that little bit wary that he didn't sort of say a word that might make his mother sad or sort of thoughtful. And obviously, this is, what can we say? So it's one thing to control our tongue and to just make sure we don't snap, to just make sure we don't have any, you know, rude words or slightly harsh words coming out of our mouth. But this is a sort of a level above, when with every word that comes out of our mouth, we're also thinking about the impact. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about being respectful, especially being respectful to the parents. And then within that context, even especially to the mother, because we know that obviously in Islam, the sort of heaven is at the feet of the mother. So the mother has a very important and sort of very elevated role. And obviously I've just been referring to some of the things that the famous Iranian martyr Paviza Khoshru would do, also just to avoid in any way upsetting his mother or making his mother a bit sad. And look, when we're thinking about the sort of words we use towards other people, and obviously we can do this, especially, let's say, in the family context, you know, when we're maybe with work colleagues or sort of friends from university, or maybe even sort of just other friends, friends and acquaintances, we maybe don't know like their personality, their emotional responses quite so well. But, you know, within our families, we know, for example, that, oh, this person in our family is more sensitive towards these things. If we phrase things in this way, they might get a bit sad. Maybe there's someone in the family who has a tendency to anxiety. So again, and then we can sort of moderate our words, because obviously it's so easy to say something that we wouldn't be upset about, and maybe other people wouldn't be upset about, but there will be quite a number of people will be upset about those words, even if they're not rude words, they're not harsh words, but just the way we phrase things. So obviously, maybe whether I'm not sure if I can give an example. Obviously, this is the, in a sense, the level of care. If we could have this level of care to, obviously, towards everyone, be wonderful, but it's easier with people we know better. And obviously, who do we know better? I mean, obviously, our parents are people that we know their responses very well. Obviously, we can apply the same things with our spouses and with our children, for sure. So maybe this is just, Yeah, a little extra reminder and impetus for us all to just sort of think about that, whether our words that we do consider each person, and how can we moderate our words so as to not ever upset anyone, if that's possible. So inshallah, you've gained just some points from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.